When it was revealed that the veterans who turned to and relied on the Department of Veterans Affairs for their health care were being forced to deal with wait times that literally and figuratively placed their health at risk, and the various VA centers were full of more bureaucrats who placed themselves ahead of duty than people who were holding themselves to duty for service, the Obama administration installed a new head of the VA with the promise that things would be fixed and cleaned up. Unfortunately, that promise, as we've unfortunately come to learn, is quickly becoming a fantasy. Joining us now is the senior watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, who's been reporting on the many things still wrong with the VA, Luke Rosiak. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
And, of course, it's WashingtonExaminer.com. On the web, we can read more of Luke's work, along with the other great journalists who are getting the facts out before us. And certainly when it comes to the VA, the facts are that not a lot's changing, is it?
No, when the problems have come to light at the VA, their instinct has repeatedly been to manipulate the perception of those problems rather than trying to fix those problems themselves, whether that takes the form of manipulating records that document their performance or retaliating against whistleblowers who call attention to the problems.
And that's one of the instances that you most recently wrote about with a whistleblower who basically wound up getting an anvil dropped on their head because they were trying to get the truth out, and they paid a price for it.
Yeah, it's happened again and again, but a crazy example that I learned of recently is in Puerto Rico. The top guy at Puerto Rico, a guy named Dwayne Hamlin, who runs Puerto Rico VA, he got arrested for DUI, and he had Percocet on him that he didn't have a prescription for. And one of his workers, a guy named Joseph Colon, just a regular worker at the VA, found out that the top guy had been arrested, and he thought that was a problem, and he told the officials in Washington about it. And when the top Puerto Rico guy found out that one of his employees was basically, you know, embarrassing him, he put in paperwork to fire him, and I have the termination paperwork, and it says that this guy was being fired for talking to others, gathering information, and going over the chain of command. And then for good measure, they added in that he tapped his fingers on his desk too often, and it was annoying. So just like ridiculous charges to try to get rid of this guy for doing nothing wrong other than expose the fact that a top VA person had been arrested for a crime. And to make it worse, you know, it's pretty hard to fire people in the federal government. They had to do the paperwork right, and that meant having a VA employee write a report, write an investigation. So they asked this woman, Rosema Lopez, to write up a report. And she investigated, and she went back to the bosses, and she said, look, I did this report that you wanted about this guy Joseph, but the evidence shows he didn't do anything wrong. You can't fire him. So the boss, the guy that had been arrested, said, you got to do that report again, and I expect you to come to a different conclusion this time, one that supports us are firing this guy. And she did it again, and she said, look, the evidence is the same. You know, my conclusion is the same. And they said very clearly, and I have her termination paperwork too, you are being fired for not changing the results of your investigation to support our being able to fire this whistleblower. So what you have here is an investigator at the VA being fired for refusing to fabricate evidence that would be used to get a whistleblower fired.
First and foremost, I think the stat is it takes the dismissal rate at the VA is about 25% of what the normal dismissal rate is in other government agencies, like you alluded to. It's tough to get fired from any government job, but especially the VA, apparently. But when reasons for termination like these come up, are they just issued as edicts by that one particular person, or does someone along the chain have to see these as well? And if they do, how does this stuff even allow to be taken, not even as a, never mind serious, even just as a bad joke, it's not even worthy of?
Yeah, it's incredible because one of the few times that you see anyone getting fired in VA is for these ludicrous reasons that, you know, are farcical on their face. And then you have people that have horrible track records, and, you know, they can't get through the appeals process without having it overturned. In this case, the original whistleblower who found out about the top guy getting arrested for drunk driving, his firing was overturned because the woman refused to fabricate evidence. But she, the investigator, her firing is still in process. We'll see if it gets overturned. But what we know is that even as VA pretends that it cares about accountability and reforms, they never support, you know, Bob McDonald, the secretary, and his top guys. they have been given tools to fire people more easily from Congress, but they haven't used them. There's been no increase in firings since they made it, since Congress made it slightly easier for them to fire people. VA, with their top procurement person, she got fired for steering contracts to a friend, and VA helped her get a job at the Treasury, a promotion. And when Treasury called and said, look, we're considering hiring this woman, you know, she works for you guys doing contracts, should we hire her? VA said, sure, she's great. Even though VA knew entirely, she had just been involved in a major scandal where she steered contracts to friends. So they don't care if taxpayers are, you know, burdened by these people. Sometimes they just want to get them out of the individual VA manager's direct supervision. But, you know, no one is getting fired. They're just getting moved around at best.
Dr. Luke Rosiak, who is a senior watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, WashingtonExaminer.com and the web. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Among the bulk of his recent focus are some of the missteps and misdeeds of Department of Veterans Affairs, which, being that we're based in Northwest New Jersey, is important because some veterans organizations want a VA center closer to this region instead of having to travel, which my argument against that is the greater distance you have to go to a VA facility, the better, more chance you have for second thoughts of going to a VA facility at this point, given the treatment that you get. And go to a private physician as well. But that sort of ties into a Wisconsin hospital that you wrote about, too, in a recent column, that the VA shows up and looks for things wrong, but they never seem to know what to do when they find things wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because the facts all show that, you know, the things going on at VA are shameful, but they never react. You know, for example, Bob McDonald is out there telling people that, you know, retaliation against whistleblowers does not occur. And when you present the VA with evidence like the stuff I just talked about, they don't even respond. I mean, they just don't care. And, you know, there's a facility in Wisconsin where they call it Candyland because the top doctor there had been overprescribing. He'd just been giving out opiates to anyone who walked in the door. Everyone underneath him was saying, look, this isn't the right way to deal with people. You got to treat them. You can't just medicate them, knock them out so they're not a problem for us. People are dying from overdoses. And those people were repeatedly fired anytime they raised concerns. Meanwhile, the guy who's doling out the opiates himself, never fired. So, you know, there's all kinds of, there's a whole paper trail about people who have been fired after raising these concerns. You know, some internal VA investigations are, you know, perfunctory investigations are begun because they have to respond to these concerns. But they keep it quiet. They don't tell anyone about any of this. And finally, you know, the media gets wind of it and Congress after that. And then they say, oh, well, we never heard about this. We're going to investigate it now. Oh, we're going to start an investigation now that we've been pushed into it by the media and by Congress. And it's like you had every single person in this facility on the ground for decades telling you these exact same things, but you didn't care about it because you didn't want to know the truth. Now that people with a forum, like a, you know, a megaphone, like Congress or the media are embarrassing you, that's the only way you're even pretending to look into it when, in fact, all these things have already been investigated. So the whole thing is kind of a show trial.
A couple of minutes left here. Let's spend a little time with Secretary McDonald, shall we? I mean, let's not even waste time with his bogus claim that he was in special services, and he tried excusing that by saying that no one around him told him that he lied when he said that. But let's go to a claim that he made on Meet the Press back on February 15th. He said, 900 people have been fired since I became secretary. We've got 60 people that we fired who have manipulated wait times. And investigation of those numbers, based on available information, shows that there were 75 disciplinary actions against VA employees. Out of those 75, only 8 were actually fired. That was as of February 13th. And that 900 people fired that McDonald referenced to, those were basically, for the bulk of things, temporary hires that were going to get cut loose after the 1 year or even less than that employment was over and done with. So if you have the head of the organization playing numbers games and flat out lying about things, what hope is there for any change or anything to get better?
Yeah, that's a willful misrepresentation of the numbers that McDonald did. He knows full well that those that's not what happened. The people that got disciplined, they got either a verbal or a written reprimand. It's nothing. you know, virtually no one has been fired. And, you know, in hearings before the House Veterans Affairs Committee, McDonald and his top people have told Congress that they do not want the tools that would enable them to fire people more easily. There is basically, if you can believe this, a union of managers, essentially, called the Senior Executives Association. And they have, you know, viciously fought back against the idea of anyone having any responsibility for their poor performance. And they said it would be punitive to fire, you know, executives just because they oversaw failed programs that were completely corrupt. A law would slightly reduce pensions of VA executives who were found guilty of felonies. And this would only happen after they were found guilty of a felony in a court of law. And the managers' union opposed that. They opposed the idea of felon VA employees taking a to their, you know, golden retirement, you know, retirement plans.
I mean, this basically parallels the Catholic Church and the bishops covering up for priests all those years, and with the innocent victims that keep mounting up, and it's the more that we learn, the more it gets disgusting and disturbing, and hopefully there will be some voices somewhere in a position of power that will fix this and change this and give our veterans the treatment and the respect that they deserve. First and foremost, will hopefully be greater access to private medical care instead of total, complete reliance on whatever the VA offers, such as it is. So just to keep on top of the facts and the truth about what the conditions are with Veterans Affairs versus what the administration and the department claims to be, check out Luke's work and others at WashingtonExaminer.com. He is the senior watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, Luke Rosiak. Luke, thanks so much for keeping us informed with the facts, keeping the fires under the butts that deserve to be flame broiled. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.